On Facebook, there's a closed group called Coupon Queens of Newfoundland. There are over 11,000 members, and the numbers keep growing. I joined this group sometime last year and learned a coupon. This really helped me when it came to saving money on groceries and regular household items. There are a wide range of people in the group, from single moms to a full house looking to save a dollar here and there, to students trying to get by. Courtney Wheeler is in her second year of post-secondary and her first year at Munn. She lives on her own and relies strictly on her student loans.
I live by myself, so, that's so expensive in St. John's. I figured, I have to find a way to save money, every way possible.
TLC has a show called Extreme Couponing, which is based in the United States. The show makes it seem that couponing takes a lot of effort for a large return, but Canada has different laws, so we can't coupon the same way Americans do. Because stacking is not permitted in Canada, the process is much easier for Canadians trying to save a dollar here and there. Becca Fitzgerald, a full-time working mother of three girls, made the Coupon Queens of Newfoundland Facebook group 3.5 years ago. She said she wouldn't even be able to tell you how much money she's saved, but it's in the hundreds.
So I haven't paid for shampoo or conditioner in 2 years. I went to No Frills, and they had Pantene on clearance, and I had a coupon for the exact amount that, I think they were on clearance for $1.50, and I had a $1.50 coupon, and I had a bunch of them, so I bought, all of that I could.
Yep, that means that Fitzgerald got all that shampoo for free, and it lasted her a year. But there's more ways to save than handing out multiple coupons. Wheeler started to frequently use a cashback app called Checkout 51 in September, and although she had to switch from her usual brands, she believes it was worth the savings.
I started using that in June, but I didn't really use it much until September. I might have used it on one or two things, but from September until December, I got back $80 or $82 and somewhat cents back in December after using it for those few months.
You may find coupons that are for 50 cents or even $2. Your cashback app may offer you 30 cents back on your laundry detergent, and that sale may only be 10 cents off your favorite cereal, but the money adds up fast. Personally, I have no idea how much I have saved, but the best deal I've taken advantage of was $120 worth of stuff for $40. You may have tried couponing before, but didn't find any coupons or deals relevant to you. This can be normal, and you have to keep a sharp eye out. However, there's a coupon trading group on Facebook called Newfoundland Coupon Queen Traders, where people trade their coupons for other ones.
Trading is a big thing, there's so many coupons available, but a person will probably only use 30% of the coupons that they, you're not going to buy the products that you're not going to use or need. So trading those coupons is a big thing, because then you can trade them for things that are actually useful to you. I'll trade dog food coupons with somebody for, kids' school snacks. That's something that I will actually use.
Regardless of if you're a mother of three, a student, or a family trying to save a couple bucks, checking the sales in your flyers is a great place to start. Wheeler says there are even some coupons in the physical flyers every other week. Fitzgerald fashioned her own how-to on couponing in the Coupon Queens of Newfoundland Facebook group and is a great place to look if you want to start couponing. This is Margaret Harvey for Kicker News. Happy saving!